the descriptions of the korbanos, of the sacrifices, are so, I think, alien to how we think of Judaism or how we practice Judaism, because since the temple was destroyed, we don't have that service. And so I find myself, obviously certain words like, tameh, tahor, kodesh, we have translations like, impure, pure, holy. But the more you think about those words, like, the harder it is to really understand what they mean, and especially in the context of the korbanos. And it's amazing because the Nitziv is so in it. Like, he obviously did not struggle with this at all, but it's even hard for me to understand what he's saying, because the stakes of the debates are so hard for me to, like, latch on to. Like, what does it mean, the difference between this? The Nitziv on the Parsha was just like, I felt like I was breaking my teeth in a way that I usually don't. The Nitziv is very easy to understand and very accessible. So it's just a long-winded apology. I'm going to try to explain this Nitziv that I think has a very deep idea behind it, but I might not get it right, and I'm not 100% sure that I understood it. So with all of that in mind, and obviously anybody who thinks that they understand it better than me, please speak up, Papa. If I say something wrong, like, please intervene, because this is tough stuff. Parshas Tzav, which, by the way, was my twin brother Naftali's bar mitzvah parsha, so have a renewed respect for him for having come up with a Dvar Torah about this. The Torah is describing one of the korbanos, Tzavos Aaron ves banav le'mor, Zos Toras Ha'olah. This is the Torah of the Ola, the burnt offering, and it's describing all of the halachos about it. And then it says, Kol zachar bivnei Aharon yocholena, every male descended from Aaron eats from it. Chok olam ledoroseichem, as it will be a law to you for generations. Me'ishe Hashem, from the Hashem's burnt offerings by fire. And then it says, Kol asher yigah behem yikdash, anybody who touches it will be made holy, separate. I mean, that's like, what does the word kodesh even mean? It's up in the air. It's like, you really feel that in Vayikra, that the simple understanding of will be holy really doesn't hold. But so it says, whoever touches it will become kodesh, yikdash. We know it can't mean literally that they will become holy, because we know that that's not how it works. Like, touching a holy thing does not then make you holy or separate. So what could it possibly mean? So a lot of the Mefarshim have different ways of explaining that. The Nitziv says, Kol asher yigah behem yikdash, whatever or whoever touches it will become kodesh. Haynu hachulin she'ochlim im hakdeshim yehe na'asa al taharas hakodesh. The things that are not sanctified, that you eat with it, the accoutrement on the table, I guess, the other foods that you eat with this Ishe La Hashem, Yehei Na'asa Al Taharas HaKodesh, should be made through the laws of Kodesh. So the way that you have to be Kodesh, Tahor, the way you have to be purified to approach and make these korbanos, these sacrifices, so to everything else that you eat with the sacrifice, it seems to me that Ziv is saying, could be wrong, should be made by a person who has been sanctified. Of course, he says, Nasa al taharas hakodesh. I don't know what that means. Like, what would it mean for something to be taharas hakodesh, sanctified and separate? Ve'im nitma, and if a person is, or if this food or this item is made tameh, is made impure, asur la'ochlam lemisha ochel kodesh. You cannot eat it while eating something that is kodesh, meaning kol asher yigah behem yikdash, everything that touches it should be kodesh. I think what he's saying is, every other item of food on the table, if it touches the ola, if you pick up a piece of challah and dip it in the ola to eat it, that challah has to have been baked by somebody who was as tahor as the person who made the burnt offering. And if the challah, the bread, the other thing on the table was tameh, you cannot eat it with something that is kodesh. The lo kishare chulin. And it no longer, that food that is on the table with the burnt offering, now is separate from lo kishaarei chulin, is not like other items of chol, just regular food. She'ein mitzvah mina Torah l'shomram mituma. There's no mitzvah from the Torah that if you're going to have a sandwich, it should be protected from touching something tameh. We know that it's just a piece of food. Zehu pshuto, the Nitziv says. That's the pshat. V'hadrasha tidaresh. And the drasha, the deeper understanding, he's going to get to in the Herchav Davar, and we're going to read it. So I think he's saying the simple understanding is kol asher yigah behem mikdash, any other food item that touches this holy burnt offering, yikdash, not meaning it will become kodesh, but meaning it should have been kodesh before touching it. This whole meal has to be in the geder of things that are kodesh, whatever that means. Okay, so what does he say? Gives us a deeper meaning in the Herchav Davar. He says, "Vihine Chagai Hanavi Amar El HaKohanim." So Chagai, he brings a proof text from Chagai. Now, Chagai is a very short one of the later Nevi'im. It's only two chapters long, and it starts after the Jews have already returned to Eretz Yisrael, thanks to Daryavesh HaMelech, Darius the king, who brought them back to Eretz Yisrael, but they had not yet rebuilt the temple. So a whole bunch of Jews were invited back by this, Chasidu Mos HaOlam, but they're kind of just living their lives. And Chagai was sent by Hashem to tell them, why haven't you built a Beis HaMikdash yet? Like, where's the second temple? Like, you weren't brought here, because I like this landscape. You were brought here to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. So Chagai comes to them, and one of the things that he says to them is, Ko amar Hashem Tzvaos, this is what Hashem said, Sha'al na es ha-ko'alim Torah lemor. Hashem tells Chagai, go to the Kohanim and say to them, Hein yisa ish besar kodesh biknaf bigdo. If a person is carrying in his pocket a piece of sanctified meat, kodesh meat, meat besar kodesh, meat that is kodesh, v'naga biknafo el halechem v'el hanazid v'el hayayin v'el shemen, and this piece of holy meat, of sanctified meat, touches bread or stew or wine or oil, the El Kol Ma'achal Hayikdash, if it touches these other foods, do they become sanctified? Hayikdash, do they become like the bread? If this piece of holy meat touches a piece of not holy bread, does it make it holy? Vaya'anu ha'kohanim vayomru lo. And the Kohanim answered and they said, no, it does not. Vayomer Chagai, and Chagai goes on and he says, Imi got to me nefesh bechol ele hayitma. He says, if somebody who is tame, who is impure, touches these things, do they become tame? Vayanu akonim vayomru yitma. The Kohanim answer, they say, yes, it does. Meaning there's not a parallel here. If you touch something holy, it does not make you holy. But if you touch something impure, it does make you impure. This is what Hashem is telling Chagai to have this conversation with the Kohanim. Vayan Chagai vayomer, and Chagai answers and he says, Kein ha'am hazeh. So too is this nation, v'chein ha'goy hazeh, and this people, lefanai ne'um Hashem, before me. V'chein kol ma'aseh yedehem, and everything that they do with their hands, v'asher yakrivu sham tamehu, and whatever they are, the korbanos they're making are tameh, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you see how this seems to contradict the pasuk in the Torah, right? So the Chagai is instructed to tell the Kohanim this sort of mashal, like, if you have a piece of sanctified meat and it touches bread, does it sanctify the bread? No, obviously not. If you have a tameh thing, though, and it touches a bread, will it make the bread tameh? Obviously, yes. So the power of tumah to make the things around it tameh or impure is higher than or more powerful than the power of something that has been sanctified, which cannot transfer over that sanctity to another object. So then why does it say in our pasuk, Kol asher yigah bahem yikdash, everything you touch will become sanctified? Does everybody see how that seems to be a contradiction? So Actually, in the Gemara, there's a whole conversation, and Rava says, yeah, because the Kohanim were wrong in Haggai. Like, they didn't know what they were talking about. They get it wrong. There's a big debate about whether the Kohanim get it right or get it wrong. But so the Nitziv takes it in a different direction. So he says, V'hinei Haggai ha-Navi amar el ha-Kohanim. Here Haggai, the Navi, said to the Kohanim, Hein yisa ish basar kadesh bekanef bagado, right? We just read it. Let's say somebody's carrying a piece of holy meat in his pocket. V'naga beknafo el ha-lechem ve'el ha-nazit ve'el ha-yayin ve'el ha-shemen ve'el kol ma'achal ha-yikdash. And he touches with his elbow bread or stew or wine or oil, will these things become holy? Vigomer vayomru lo, and they said no. Vayomer Haggai, and Haggai says, imi ga tamei nefesh b'chol eile hayitma. But if somebody who is tamei touches these things, will they become tamei? Vayomru yitma, and they said, yes, it will. It will become tamei. Vayan Haggai vayomer kein ha'am hazeh, and Haggai says, so to this people, this nation, the kein agoya zeh lifnei ne'um hash the fanai ne'um Hashem, the kein kol maaseh yadehem va'asher yakrivu sham tamehu. So too is this nation. So too, like what? Is the nation like the piece of holy meat? Is the nation like the pocket? Is the nation the person holding it, the person touching it? Who is the name? What is the nimshal here to this mashal, right? Like, what are we supposed to learn by this? So the Her Chavdavar in the Nitziv says, we learn that the Nitziv took out of this a deep idea about our moral relationship in the name of Hashem. The Kach Katav, the Ibn Ezra, and this is what the Ibn Ezra said, Lefi Darko, Vahanir Adeha Shasha'al Im Yisa Ish Basar Kodesh, Hu Kimashma'o. When he says a man is carrying a piece of sanctified meat, that is what it meant. Vinaga Biknafo El Ma'achale Chulin, and it touched foods that are chulin, that are not sanctified. V'zeh i'efshar, ela im kein hem ne'achalim al taharas ha-kodesh. But we know from our parsha that they will only be kodesh if they are eaten with things that are kodesh, meaning they were prepared in that way. And he says, v'diyek bilshono ha-lechem v'hanasid v'hayayin. He was careful to specify bread and stew and wine. Im hei ha-yidiyah, with the hei that's sanctified, that specifies that it is these specific things. Ritzono demi she'ochel kodesh mechin lo lechem v'nazid v'yayin. Shehem ikar hanidrash la'achilas basar. He says, because these things are only made kodesh if they are prepared specifically for eating with the korban, because we know that you make these things to eat with meat. You don't eat meat by itself. You eat meat with a nice Pinot Noir. You eat meat with bread. You eat meat with stew. You need all of these accoutrements on the table as well. Masha'en kein shemen, v'kol ma'achol eino yadua. This is not the case with oil or any other food that's not known. Ela im ira shenaga b'shemen v'kol ma'achal v'al kein na'asu al taharas ha-kodesh, unless they specifically set it aside to cook it with this food. And that's what it means, al kein na'asu al taharas ha-kodesh. That's why these specific foods had to be made in a specifically sanctified manner to be eaten with the korban. B'sha'alosam ha-yikdash. And so Haggai was asking them, will they become kodesh? Will they be made kodesh, im na'asu osam chulin kedoshim be'emes. If they were made not in a way that was sanctified specifically to be eaten with the korban, but in a way that was just the way you naturally make your stew and your bread. Sheyehe mitzvah ba'achilasam v'kadomem ma'alas kedoshim. So what's the difference between how you would make it regularly and how you would make it in this way to sanctify it specifically to be eaten with the korban? So the Nitziv says, you have to make it in a way, sheyehe mitzvah ba'achilasam v'chadomem ma'alas kedoshim. You have to make it in with the thought that this is to be eaten in a kodeshdik way, in a sanctified manner. V'yumr lo, and they said, no, be'emes ein bahem shaveh shum kedusha umitzvah le'ochlam yoter mikol chulin. If they are made in a manner that is chulin, that has not been sanctified, they cannot retroactively get the status of kedusha simply by becoming in contact with something that was prepared in that manner. Below Kodesh Mamish, and not like something that was made with the intention of being Kodesh, de mitzvah le'echol u'mevarchin al achilas Kodesh. It's a mitzvah to eat it, and you make a bracha on it that you are eating something holy. B'sha'al od im yigat tamei nefesh b'kol eile ha'yitman. He also asked, if you touch something tamei, will you become tamei? V'hishivo yitman. They answered him, yes, you will become tamei. U'be'emes gam chulin nitma'im b'tamei nefesh. And the truth is that it's not parallel. Something that was prepared in a chulin way, in a secular way, in a regular, I'm just making bread and not thinking about it way, cannot retroactively get the status of kedusha. However, something that was made in a chulin way can retroactively get the status of tuma. It can become tame if it touches something that is tame. Somebody who is tame nefesh. I think that means somebody who touched a dead body, but I'm not sure. Ela ein betuma tam davar, but it doesn't mean anything. Shehare ne'achalim betuma lechatchila. It has no significance that they become tame because they could be eaten by someone tame anyway. Kedichsiv hatame v'hatahor yochlanu. Anybody tame or tahor can eat it. Masha ein ken. Hani tumasam kashev osrinan la'achlam, not like something that is becomes tame after the fact and cannot be eaten. Umizeh hutzi hanavi musar, and from this the navi extracted a lesson. Dekimo dekodesh mishuneh min hachulin b'shnei dvarim. Something that is holy is different from something that is chulin, that is non-holy, that is regular b'shnei dvarim in two ways. That there is, first of all, there's a mitzvah to eat it. If it becomes tame, you're not allowed to eat it. What this does not hold for things that become tame, which had been chulin, which are just regular things. Things that are just regular foods that are made with this intention of kedusha, taharas hakodesh, the intention of sanctifying them, maybe that's what he means. Yesh lahem hagriusa shetumasan osartan laochle kodesh. They become like something that was holy, that if they then, after the fact, become tame, you're not allowed to eat them. Masha ein ken hamitzvah v'shar ma'alos shebekedusha ein bahem. Ken ha'am hazeh. And here we get to the nimshal. So too is this nation. Hainu ha-kohanim, v'kein ha-goy hazeh, both the priests and the nation itself. Klal Yisrael shehem goy v'han haga bifnei atzmam. So Am Yisrael, we know we're goy kadosh. We are a sanctified, set-apart nation. V'kein kol ma'aseh yedehem, and everything we do, ma'asehem bidvar shebikdusha. The things that we do have an aspect of kedusha to them. What does that mean? What have we learned from this little story in Haggai and from our pasuk that that means that we are am kadosh, that we are sanctified? Basher yakrivu sham tamehu, kein hitkarvu sam lakodesh, kein masha makrivim sham lo ho'il lahem. I think what he's saying is that the nimshal is that just like a thing that was created to be kodesh, that was baked or cooked to be served along with the ishe, something that was made with the intention of being separate and set aside and sanctified the way that we as Jews are, if it becomes tameh, you cannot eat it. As opposed to a piece of bread that's like stam, is chulin, if it becomes tame, you could still eat it. Meaning that because a thing that was created for a higher purpose has further to fall. We've seen this in the Netziv. He often says that Jews who do bad things, it's so much worse than when somebody who was never expected for anything. Basically, I think what he's saying is Kedusha is a burden. It's a higher burden. It's an elevated burden because in being associated with Hashem, we have so much further to fall and everybody's watching us and waiting for that. And that is what it means to be Kodesh. It doesn't mean that you're special. It means you have a special burden because everybody sees you in that light. Shaharei nir'im ke'anashim gedolim omdim lifnei Hashem. This nation, this people are seen as big because they stand before God. Umashe osim shelo kedin hi chilul Hashem. And when we become tameh in our actions, when we fail to live up to the example we have been set on this planet to be, to live and die as Jews, aval be'emet ma'ala ha'kedusha ein lahem klal, zehu pshata dehani krai. But I think what he's saying is like, don't mistake Goy Kadosh for being some sort of like benefit or pleasantry or like you're better than everybody else. You're not better than anybody. But what you are is you have been created for a specific purpose. And when you fail to live up to it and you do a Chilul Hashem, everybody can see it. You have so much further to fall. You can become tameh in a way that somebody who was never set aside for this purpose ever can. And I think if you go back to Haggai, what he's trying to say is that if you have a piece of Kodesh meat, you know, touching it will not make you somehow better than everybody else. You cannot retroactively establish some kind of status for yourself. This is not a status. It's like the piece of tummy meat that you can become tummy if you fail to live in a way that represents the sanctity for which we were created. And of course, there's like so relevant today, you know, because Jews are so front and center in the news right now. Like everybody's thinking about us and everybody's talking about us and the burden of behaving in a way that represents the sanctity with which we were put on this planet to represent, to stand, not as a status, but as a burden to behave in a way that makes it clear that we know who we are and we have the dignity and the self-respect to represent what we were put on this planet to be. That's, I think, what the Nitziv is learning out of as a, he admits, not as pshat, but as a more of a drash from the pasuk, kol asher yigah bahem yikdash, everything that touches them will be sanctified, meaning we are already, we're created like the isha or like any piece of bread you eat with the isha. We were created with the intention of being sanctified. And, but we can so easily, just by touching something tameh, fall from that and fail to see what our purpose is. So it's really a warning that it's not parallel. It's so much easier to fall and to lose that status and lose sight of the behaving with the dignity that represents why we were put here. It's not a status, it's not a, something, it's something that we should see as a burden and be so careful not to touch those things that easily corrupt us. I'm not 100% sure that I understood this, but this is sort of my best attempt to explain the Nitziv here. And next week, I hope will be a little bit easier. Then Papa's going to step in and it'll be amazing. And yeah, thank you everybody so much for coming. Savta's neshama should have an aliyah from all of our learning. And have a great week, everybody.